The natural world or the cosmos is really one area of Stoicism that is, it's a good example to discuss the history of it, because back then, Stoics did talk about your code of conduct and how you should act towards others and towards yourself working out problems, but they did also talk about the cosmos, which we would today think of as either physics or astronomy, something like that. And that part of Stoicism, that physics and astronomy part, has not really been modernized much and is not of much use for us in the modern era, because although they were foresighted back then, now a lot of their discoveries, 2,000 years later, everyone just knows it as common knowledge. And it's also been updated. They also had some misconceptions back then. But the important part of Stoicism that has come down to the modern day is more about your conduct, your seeking of virtue, and how it can help us in dealing with stress, anxiety, things like that. Those are things, by the way, that we still don't understand well enough to manage ourselves. So that's where we need help.
What type of